Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Howdy. I don't know my
How's it
background,
going?
but it's going. What's going on in your end of the world?
Just having a beautiful day here, and I just watched a funny video by Kyle Dunnigan. Do you know who that is?
I don't. I feel like I've heard the name.
He's a comedian that has a really funny Instagram, and let's just say you should watch his coronavirus video game.
Oh
Yes.
somebody I follow on
It's on
Twitter
Instagram.
does a lot of data science stuff, like recoded asteroids to be coronavirus.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw a
Yeah,
version with Pac-Man.
that's pretty great too. Because I'm pretty sure,
You
like,
healthy? Are you healthy? I don't mean to make jokes about coronavirus if you're not healthy.
Oh no, I'm good. If I was coughing,
Okay.
it's not corona, it's just sativa.
I'm joking about it because I have been through the ringer with it, so I feel like I can joke about it, but I know it's not funny.
Yeah, what are you gonna do though? Find humor and stuff, so you don't have to be this so down.
Yeah, gallows humor.
Half of my crypto art has been coronavirus inspired, like
That's right. I saw the one
gotta
that you
stop,
posted
but
on you posted one on Twitter, yeah? Let me look at it.
yeah.
I'm gonna pull it up
Hey,
really quick.
how affected me? I was like, it really hasn't, other than like further defeating my faith in humanity and the American government. I was like, I want to convince
Yeah.
that. Burn it
You
all
thought it was already bad, but now you
down.
know how bad it is.
Yep.
Let's see, I'm trying to pull it up. Did you tweet it out yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I tweeted anything today. I've
Let's
been a bit of
see.
a bum past couple days due to
Oh, okay.
life, really. You know, we won't go into it, but haven't really wanted to leave my bed.
Okay. Well, it happens.
Yeah, it does. It's nothing new.
Sorry to hear that.
That's all
Well,
right.
I like your
I'm
art.
used
I
to
just found it. An anonymous party won my first commission on auction on micro sponsors and wanted an NFT showing my experience in quarantine. This will be a single edition to be minted and sent momentarily. So, did you send it?
I haven't yet. I got to do that. The file's too big for
Okay.
Rarible, so I got to try and upload it on OpenSea, then go
Oh.
figure out person's
Got it.
address and stuff. I've been
Yeah,
like super
okay.
bumming it past couple days. I gotta do a there's a 420 giveaway up on the Goose Nest for I don't know past month. I gotta draw for that and make an NFT for whoever wins.
Got it. Haven't done any contests so far. I really want to do a contest or some kind of giveaway or some kind of I don't know, some kind of event. I'm excited about Dan's event on Thursday. He's going to live stream his auctions, and I was thinking like it might be fun to just pick that up and do it maybe like every week or every 2 weeks or something. Just let a bunch of people come into some kind of like, I don't know, some kind of live stream and
Yeah,
just auction a
that'd
bunch
be
of
cool.
shit at once.
If I can figure out streaming through the Goose Nest, which is I guess I could just embed a website on a page because I did it with yours and NFT Scribe and
Yeah.
my Origin shops it. I think I gotta fix that, but that should be set up where like anybody can sell whatever the hell they want for half a dozen different cryptos.
That's cool.
Like a peer-to-peer crypto eBay.
Let's
Yeah.
see. I'm looking at the goose nest right now. I'm pulling it up.
I've not done that in a couple days either. I gotta get on there.
Let's see. There's a lot. There's more and more going on all the time on the goose nest. I see it now.
There's a lot going on.
So it looks like you ended up using Tri-Roll. for your personal token?
Well, it's my personal token right now. And then I also, through Colony, which I think is kind of like a DAO setup.
I can't figure out what Colony is. Yeah, I went and looked at it, and I was like,
and I like set up bounties, and I issued down.
Okay, got it.
And like, there's a few bounties set up on Colony that you can do to earn down, which in the long term will hopefully be the like native crypto of the goose nest. Like everybody who comes on as a creator can earn it, and everybody who wants to can buy it and get like ad space and stuff like that.
That's awesome. I love that. Cool.
Yeah. So
I can't remember. I'm going to look in my wallets. I can't remember if I bought down yet.
No, I don't think anybody's bought down yet. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, right. Because you were trying to figure out how to put it on the Tri-Rolls.
Yeah, I got sidetracked trying to do a Uniswap.
I know.
I think tried to tell me my 43 shuffle tokens are worth $7,000. I was like, no, I don't think so. Etherscan says that's worth like 8 cents.
Yeah, that's
there's no liquidity on Uniswap, so I don't know.
Right.
I tried. I was like, give me Ethereum. But that's a random thought. I was looking at my address on Etherscan one day. I'm like, what are all these tokens I didn't know I had in my wallet? And one of them is Shuffle.Merger. And I think there was 10 million total Shuffle issued. And every single transaction involving Shuffle, there is a 1% fee, which is then burned.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a 2% fee. 1% of it is distributed between the top 512 holders or something like that, and then the other percent is burned. And it's weird, but it's like really interesting. And I had one, and I was like, what the hell is this? Let me look it up. And I like found shuffle.monster is the website. And I looked it up. I'm like, this is really cool. I want to buy a little bit of this. So I had some ether or whatever that I traded for it. And like, I have like 43 shuffle tokens now, which is probably nothing in the grand scheme of things, but as they shuffle just sit there and less and less of them exist.
Okay, I'm on the Shuffle Monster site now. How does it work? On every token transaction, 2% of the transferred amount is charged as fee, 1% is burned, 1% is assigned randomly. Oh, okay. So maybe did you receive the randomly? Oh, no. Okay, I
don't know how. I had one, and I don't know how, but that prompted me to look it up, and I was like, this is really cool. I'm going to get some more of this.
So what's the utility of it?
I don't really know. So be one of those top people, get more every time there's a transaction, and the less and less there is, the more and more scarce it becomes and increases the value, I guess.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of like a mint and burn lottery, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm still fairly new to this whole crypto space.
Okay, it says it's a game. Okay, so Shuff is a meme coin and a game. It also has value like almost any other token, but it shouldn't be considered a way of investing money. It's an experiment. Got it.
Yeah, I guess you got to make all those legal implications with stuff.
Yeah, you have to say the right things. That's interesting. Okay, so it's kind of like it's kind of like pulled together in a way.
Yeah, it seems kind of cool. Something to like when I have an extra dollar to throw it like 50, 60 shuffle tokens, like why not?
You're always finding all these projects. I'm so busy all the time coding and trying to like get things going that I don't have time to kind of like go down the rabbit hole with so many of these projects, but you really do, and it's you are surfacing some interesting things. You should start a blog about the different I think it would be really useful. And just like do reviews or something. You probably get free. If you do reviews, the trick is if you do reviews, you'll get free shit.
That's true. I do like free shit.
Yeah.
That's about what my button does for what I can afford. Like, you want help? I'm looking at my bank statement, like, can you pay me to take that?
Maybe one day.
My budget says I'm bad right now.
Can I ask you, are you a MetaMask user? Use a Coinbase wallet? What do you, which one?
I am.
I guess you use MetaMask, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Coinbase won't let me have my money because I don't have an ID to verify.
Oh, okay.
I can't go to the DMV because of coronavirus. So.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Coinbase is like, sure, you can buy crypto. Have fun using it, though. And it's like, oh, fuck you, Coinbase. You're such a bitch.
Yeah. Good luck getting it from us.
Why did you tell me you screwed it?
Yeah, I've been trying to decide. I've gotten a lot of requests, like right off the bat, for integrating Coinbase wallet. So whenever I talk to somebody, I've been asking people, like, hey, what wallet do you use? Because I wonder what percentage of people actually that are Coinbase users that just buy crypto and hold it on the exchange versus actually like move it out of their wallet and like go transact.
That's how Steam got like hostile takeover.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of exchanges. Right. A bunch of Steam tokens, and they were like, well, we own the controlling majority of Steam. So,
yeah.
No, it's ours.
That was really interesting. People don't take the shit out.
It was. I keep meaning to get onto Hive, but I don't do it.
And I saw that you, I saw yesterday you were commenting on the Cent relaunch. Did you end up getting it to work?
Yeah, it's back up now, and like, it's weird. Which I guess you just got on there, so like.
Right. It's not going to.
I mean, I've only been on. But I can only imagine, but on there for a year or two, like.
Yeah, that's the.
It's totally different.
I think they call that. What is that in software? They call it in like UX design. They call that creator's dilemma or inventor's dilemma or something. So it's the idea that like once you create something and put it out into the world and users like kind of like learn it, they don't ever want you to change it, no matter, even if it's bad, they would prefer the bad version versus the upgraded version. And of course, someone new that comes along like me is going to look at it and be like, this is great. And I'll learn how to use it.
Like a lot of, I read through the patch notes or whatever you want to call it about like everything that changed. And I do agree with a lot of the changes they made. It's just like, it's bright and things are out of place and I can't scroll normally because I'm used to just using the scroll bar. My mouse is broken. Like, my scroll wheel doesn't work. So, now there's no scroll bar. Just click and drag. So, now I gotta, like, click the mouse wheel in and slowly drag down. Give me my normal setback. That's good, though. They didn't make a lot of sense that, like, I do approve of.
Well, maybe you could auction a review of some product in the ecosystem in exchange for someone sending you a mouse.
Yeah, maybe. I have another one. It's just lost in my room somewhere.
There's no reason
for it. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Let's see. Let me look at Cent really quick.
Disappeared.
So you prefer, because I noticed like a lot of these crypto sites have, it's kind of like the old like first version of the web where everyone did everything in dark colors. And then when kind of Web 2.0 came along, everything turned white background. And now with crypto, it's kind of like crypto is in like the 1.0 version and all the websites are dark. And now I feel like it's kind of coming into like the 2.0, crypto 2.0 version. And now all the websites are turning bright. Does that hurt your eyes?
Everybody's got the same design. Like everybody's got their isometric. It doesn't hurt my eyes. I like dark. And now everybody's got like the isometric stuff and like the same layout. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to instead of following the trends of web design, I'm going to design it how I find it appealing. And then once the goosenest is up and running, like the plan is to establish it as a DAO and like everybody gets a say in everything. So if y'all don't like it, change it.
Right.
I built it the way I wanted to because I built it. Past that, it's out of my control. I don't want to have control over all of it. Defeats the entire reason I'm building it.
Okay, so I see what Cent did. So they not only did they upgrade the look and feel, but they also, I see, they used, what's it called? The Fortmatic Magic Link sign-on? I see, okay.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Hmm.
But I like it in a way, because like, yeah, I use the same password for everything, so it's probably more secure, but also, I want to just be able to get on Scent and not have to log over to my email. And I'm very fucking, even though it was just done a minute ago, like, I've signed up for so much crap over the past several months to, like, kind of build a drop shipping business. And then that failed, and I jumped down the crypto rabbit hole. I'm like, wow, this is, the ADD is not any better. Like, all right, I'm just, like, the past 2 days, I don't think I've done anything but watch Star Wars movies on Disney Plus.
They're on Disney Plus? Is that where they are? Because we were looking for them over Christmas, and we couldn't find them anywhere. I didn't realize they were on
Disney. Yeah, Disney Plus has all of them.
Okay. Actually. Okay.
And The Mandalorian, which is, like, a Disney Plus original series, which is great. But I remember when I heard Disney got sold to Star Wars, I was like, or Star Wars got sold to Disney, I mean. I was like, well, that's dead.
Yeah, that's interesting.
RIP. I went, what was the first one they put out? Rogue One, right?
I don't follow the series particularly closely.
Either way, Disney put out the first Star Wars movie they did, and I went and saw it out of, like, obligation. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Way to go, Disney.
Okay.
And I'm doing, like, the side stories and stuff, which is awesome. Like, Solo they did, which I loved. Like, followed the life of Han Solo as, like, he grew up and, like, how he became who we know to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to catch up on all that stuff. Don't tell me, because I don't know the whole canon. So I need to one day catch up with the whole Star Wars family.
I'll watch 4, 5, and 6 first.
Wow.
And then watch 1, 2. And then you can go back and start 7 and the side stories. That's how it was. When Star Wars came out in, like, the '80s or whatever it was, the first 3 movies were episodes 4, 5, and 6.
I'm still trying to log into Scent. It's like, it is, I think I'm in some kind of loop, unfortunately. Like, they send me an email.
I've heard seen a couple people say they got stuck in that loop.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it says I'm logged in when I click the button, and I come back. Okay, migrate. Here we go. Okay. Address not linked. Really? Okay. I'm trying. Let's see. Come on. So, do you ever go into crypto voxels?
On occasion. My computer is doing its best to die.
No, I'm sorry.
And that's when I have tabs deep, and then I also jump into crypto voxels in my browser. So, it's not a great experience.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's,
I definitely want to
pretty cool.
Talk to them at some point.
I don't have a VR headset. I can imagine how cool it is in VR, but I enjoy it on laptop, and I enjoy the art.
Yeah, I'm in the Lovely Bones Gallery.
Okay.
The first piece I sold is up in there. I was super excited about it.
And if I go, let me see. If I go, I can search by, like, gallery name, right? The box.
I think so.
Let me see.
I usually just click people's links. If I'm going in, I'm going to a specific event at a place.
Yeah, same here. I don't really have, like, a mental model of the whole world. I usually just go into...
Nor do I.
Let's see. You called it Lovely Bones?
I've been trying to catch... Yeah, I don't know if there's an E in Lovely or not. I know she usually spells it a little weird. But I think it would be probably just spelled out normally. Bones might be B-O-N-Z.
Okay. Let me try that.
There's a wall somewhere with, like, a whole list of art galleries that's teleport links.
Yeah, maybe I have to do that. I'll go through that.
Last time I keep trying to get to the Token Smart podcast. They do live events at their Crypto Voxel stage. They have, like, a lounge.
Which one? Sorry.
That's Token Smart.
Oh, yeah, Token Smart. Okay.
They do, like, a live meetup every week at their Crypto Voxel parcel.
I'm in their,
that's pretty cool.
I'm in their Discord, but I haven't been to any of their meetups yet. I went to one that was, like, a party a few weeks back. I was really sick. I was actually in bed, like, all day, and it was, like, the only thing that I did all day was, like, go into, I think maybe it was that party. It was, like, kind of like a rooftop party in Crypto Voxels. Do you remember that?
Feldblob's birthday.
What was that?
Feldblob's birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to get in and like everybody was there and I was like, yeah, this is just choke of my computer's death, let me leave.
Yeah.
Got it long enough to type a chat. Happy birthday, Feldblob.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I remember. And then after that, I ended up like jumping into one of the portals and then like ending up in some. I went to a few different places and I don't remember where they were, but I found this one bar that was in this kind of like random, I don't know, I guess, is it a suburb? I don't know what you call it, but it was like a phone booth, a red phone booth like you see in London. And then I went into the phone booth and then it opened up and became a bar.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was actually
like a speakeasy.
It was a speakeasy. Yeah, it was a speakeasy inside of Crypto Voxels.
That's really cool. What I don't get about my issues with Crypto Voxels is like I can load Decentraland pretty much fine.
Mm.
I can get in Altspace VR pretty much fine. Like those are a lot more graphics intensive than Crypto Voxels. But I go into Crypto Voxels and I'm like, nice, 4 frames.
Oh wow. Okay, so that's interesting. You're on a Windows machine, right?
Yes.
That's interesting because I have the opposite experience. So I have like when I go, I've been into Decentraland like maybe 3 times and I get the 4 frames per second, like, oh my God, this is taking forever. And then, but when I go into Crypto Voxels, especially since the most recent update, it's been a lot faster. But yeah, Decentraland is very slow for me. I guess it just depends on your hardware. Unfortunately.
Yeah, my computer's just old and decrepit.
Mine's pretty old too. I love my computer and I don't want to ever upgrade it. But I'm gonna have to at some point. But it would be nice if all of these different worlds could render quicker. I think we'll get there, but I wonder what's gonna happen first. It's like me getting rid of my old computer or the or just it running more efficiently on the hardware.
Yeah, I just got to get a new one at some point. Computers are expensive.
Yeah. Well, you can get refurbished ones too that are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, once the world, like, once outside's open and stuff, I'd like take it into somebody and be like, hey, fix this. It wants to run. It's just 8 years old and choking to death. But it's a decent computer. It'll probably use a new graphics card.
Yeah, it's probably, you could probably switch out like a few components and really upgrade your experience without having to chuck the whole thing. Okay, now my fan is really blowing, so I'm going to have to get off some of these websites. Okay, I'm finally.
That's probably half.
I'm finally in Scent like, now. Okay, so can you explain to me how does Scent seeds work? Because I haven't really had time to like really dig into the details of it.
Well, they just threw the whole seeding system out and replaced it with a whole new system.
Okay.
I could explain to you how it basically worked, but now it's like a seed is a cent, like 1 penny worth of Ethereum. If you click that green button next to somebody's post or comment, you can click it more than once. And the way the bounties work now is one person gets whatever the bounty is. And then I guess you can, so that's now called spotting. And then, like, seeding is if you, like, you can, kind of like Patreon, that you can go out and, like, seed somebody where, like, you're basically investing in their potential as a creator on a monthly basis.
Oh, okay. So seeding is like a subscription and what was the other word you said? Spotting is tipping.
Is now like a like's a penny at a time.
Okay.
And you can
so
do
they
more
basically
than once.
Simple
cool.
they simplified
and then like
it.
The bounties. Yeah, they did. Okay.
That's good. Cause a lot of these a lot of these crypto like web 3.0 like social sites, I think they can get a lot more traction by just simplifying the token models. Cause I think I don't really see these token models, like some of the more complex ones being translatable to, like, you know, imagine if you're just, you've been, like, you know, on Instagram, and then you jump into one of these, and, like, there's, like, a complex token model. It's like, people are just going to be like, what, and leave.
Yeah, I do like that that's pretty much been Ethereum forever. Like, they don't have their own token system. It's, you're given, like, Spot is, like, right now, the way they changed it, like, if you like somebody's stuff, like, it's every click is one penny worth of Ethereum.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, this makes a lot more sense.
That's nifty.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think it's a good upgrade. I think this is smart. The dashboard looks better.
Yeah, it'll definitely take some getting used to for people that have been around a while, but I do like a lot of what they changed. I can have a cover photo now.
Yeah.
That's cool. The dimensions are weird because, like, your profile sits right in the middle of it, but it's been a good 40 minutes, like, looking through my pictures on my computer and stuff. I was like, all right, I've done. And then I'm like, what's going to be my cover photo on right now? Like, now pick one. That took a while. I don't like that there's not a cent logo that I can just click to go home, though. Top center.
What do you mean?
On the old version, there was, like, the logo front and center at the top of the page all the time, and, like, you could just click it to go.
I see. Okay. Right. I remember that.
And now, like, this back button works about half the time.
Okay. I only had, I think, maybe, like, two sessions with the old cent before this update, so I do vaguely remember that now, actually.
What probably happened is my email login probably timed out. That's why my back button's not working.
Let's see. There's a leaderboard now, too. Was there always a leaderboard? Oh, yeah, there was. I remember seeing it before. Yeah, it's like in the hamburger menu in the upper right if you're on a desktop. I don't know why they put it above the logout button, but it's kind of buried. But are you on here yet? Are you on this leaderboard?
Hey, not bad. I'm in I'm on the leaderboard.
Really?
Number 32.
Wow. I'm talking to a celebrity. All right. Yeah, this is cool.
I've apparently made $18 in the past 30 days, which all just gets seeded back out to everybody
else.
Okay,
so let me ask.
I like that about it, too. Like, I think I've gotten money since that once, because, like, I need to gas money.
Let me ask you this. Let's say the Goosenest blows up, and you are suddenly, like, a creator making, I don't know, like, some of these YouTube creators, I didn't realize how much money they were making. They're making, like, you know,
they're making a lot of money.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable. Like, Ethereum is all public by default, right? I don't know if I would feel comfortable being on this leaderboard if I was making as much as some of these, like, YouTube guys. You know what I mean? I don't know how, but maybe other people have different.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. But I mean, like, you can trace that back to my MetaMask address, which says I'm Bruce the Goose. Like, people don't know who I actually am.
That's true.
So it still is anonymous if you want it to be, really.
Yeah, I guess you could, it's just like anything else. You could create an anonymous persona.
And I'm sure if you asked Matthew and Rizzle to take down the leaderboard, they'd be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, they'll probably make it, like, eventually it'll converge on a model where, you know, being public in this way is optional. I think it's all fun and games when people, you know, the top person's making like $600, but, like, you know, yeah.
Right. They did say in the whole overview of the new cent is, like, their idea for it is for people to be able to,
like
make
legitimately
money.
Make money.
By, like,
I can see that in some of these video games too. Like, I can see a lot of these video, cause there's like utility to, like, crypto voxels, for example. Like, if you could hold events in crypto voxels and, you know, actually, like, create a, especially during coronavirus, you know, during quarantine. Yeah.
Marketing firm.
Yeah.
And CryptoVoxels. where like they will rent space from the parcel owners to advertise somebody's shit who paid them to advertise.
Yep.
Virtual worlds are not slowing down.
I joined this one VR meetup a couple times. It's pretty cool. That is put on by ExoKit, and if you've ever checked them out, but they have these spaces in VR where they've used these cameras that like realtors, when they put up like a house or a condo on the internet to sell, they do like these 3D mappings of the space. So they got a hold of these some of these 3D mappings of different hacker spaces around the world. So the first event that I went to was in a hacker space that I know here in Oakland that is not too far from where I live, that I've been in a bunch of times. It's like a community center / makerspace. And so when I went into that hacker space inside of the VR, there was something about it that was familiar, but I didn't connect it because they had put up all these different signs and logos and stuff everywhere. And they were showing how you could do like a virtual convention inside of this hacker space. And then later they told me, oh, that's the Omni Commons. And I was tripping out and I went back and looked at it. I was like, oh, of course it is. It made an impression on me, but I didn't understand why. And then I recognized it later when somebody told me, but it was pretty uncanny. Yeah. That's it was really interesting. Cool. And what they do is they have different spaces mapped, and then they created portals between the spaces. So you just like walk through a door basically, and then you can go from like the hacker space in Oakland to a hacker space in like Berlin. Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's
pretty cool. Oh man, is it snowing again? Why? I'm so sick of snow.
I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that. Stop. Sorry for your loss.
Not that I feel like go out there, but. It's not like there's anything going on in the world that I'm missing out on through the snow, but sucks. Looking out my window, is it snowing again, really? Why, though? I don't understand. I understand, though. I live near Buffalo.
Okay, like, I didn't want to ask you, snow but every year. Okay, since you said.
Yeah, upstate New York, well, western New York more so, but little nowhere town. Okay. Outside of Buffalo.
Cool.
So every year, pretty much September to May, it may as well be snowing. Sucks. I don't know why any of us choose to live here.
Okay, so I'm looking. So who?
So anyway, I mean.
Ask away. I'm just tootling around scent right now.
No, I don't think it's a thought. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Do you have favorite accounts that you follow on Scent? Because I will follow them right now that I have it open.
I wouldn't say, I don't know about favorite, but like some of the people that like I have the most interaction with are probably Dab Dragon, whose Scent name is Crypto Artly.
Oh yeah, I've seen that account.
Okay. Lori. She's the one who has does the Lovely Bones pieces. Her name on Scent is Lori 252. Ethan Crypto is one of the people on the Goose Nest team currently, just trying to help out, get stuff off the ground. Drago Nate.
Okay, I'm following Crypto Art Lead now. I think, does that mean I'm following? Hold on, I got it. Press the button a few times. Okay, yes, now I am. Okay, and what were the other accounts?
Lori 252.
Copy it.
Ezin Crypto, EZIN Crypto.
EZIN, okay.
Dragonate. It's a dragon and then ATE.
Oh, Dragonate, okay. But Dragonate.
I could probably just like send you a screenshot of my followers list if I can.
Oh yeah, I should just go to your followers list. Go. I'm being stupid.
I don't know if you can go to my followers list. I have cedars and cedars and spot the post. I changed the.
I see.
You used to be able to, but now it's like not a thing.
Why is it not pulling you up? Yeah, here it's fine.
It's weird that you can only go down through so many of your own posts, too. Like, I could send somebody to my scent and be like, there's a whole bunch of feathers you can earn on there. But, like, there's not now. Because I can only go down to April.
I wonder if that'll change, though, as we get all further away from the transition to the... Like, it might just be an artifact of, like, maybe you can't just get to your old stuff from the old version. Yeah.
That could be.
Well, I can at least, like, I can go through your comments and, like, just follow the people that commented on your stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely some people on here that will just leave useless comments, but that's social media, I guess.
So did you have like any particular questions you wanted to ask or anything like that?
I did. I have a list. So for anybody that's still listening, 40 minutes into this
chatting,
this is Lauren from Micro Sponsors. If you're not aware of Micro Sponsors, you can tell them what it is.
Micro Sponsors is a decentralized exchange on the Ethereum blockchain for trading time for stable coins or personal tokens. So if you have a newsletter, if you have a website, you can tokenize it and sell time and space on your site through Micro Sponsors directly peer-to-peer to other users. You could also use it for like a freelancing. And you also gave me a great insight into how you wanted to use it. And it's, you know, it's really stuck with me actually, because I think it's a game changer in a way, because when you were saying that you want to use it to not only buy people's time, but to exchange time with other people, I think that's really interesting, because you can't really, there's no other way to really do that with people on the internet that you don't know physically in the world. I don't know of a way that you could do that without payments involved, like through the traditional financial system. That also can interface with stable coins or with Ether. So it's possible for you in this system to barter with other people and then move through different digital assets in front, so that you could take that bartered time and turn it eventually into stable coins like dollars. And have it all be accounted for on the blockchain in a free and open ecosystem of different protocols and different means of exchange. I just think that's so interesting. And one of the reasons I got into crypto in the first place was because I was reading some books about time banking and different implementations of that from before crypto even existed. So I've been thinking about this for a long time, and you saying that kind of prompted me to go back to the beginning of like when I really started to think about all this and how I would want to use it and how I would like to see people use it in the world for bartering time. I think that's really neat. So it's something I'm gonna if I can continue to work on this full time, I would love to follow up on that, and I think that's a really cool suggestion.
Yeah, it seems like that's a lot of what they're doing with metagame. Like the way I believe his name is Peter.
Oh yeah,
I know
Pete,
he's not
yeah.
East. The way he describes it is like he wants to build a decentralized factory where like I have this skill set and I could use your skill set that you have and you could use mine. So like why not work towards a mutual benefit instead of working for money?
I think they're building like a guild, right? Like
It
so
makes a
they're
lot of
kind of
sense.
building like
Yeah,
like
something like that. Yeah, like they have they're trying to like
right.
gamify real life.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Like by skills with this person who like you both therefore benefit from like each other's skill sets, you also like earn metagame points or achievements or like level up. You have people's skill sets class broken down into like classes.
Yeah, that's the other
It's
thing.
pretty
That's the other
cool.
thing that's really cool
I want to dive
aspect of it
into
is
it.
the remote learning aspect of it, where you can take the time that you bank, the time that you put into the bank in whatever format. I think there'll be lots of different formats, lots of different exchanges, lots of different ways for people to meet and transact with each other because we're all using the same protocols in the ecosystem. And so there's just going to be a lot of, there's going to end up being a lot of different things like metagame that pop up. And then you'll be able to take the whatever points or time or whatever, like maybe it's stable coins, take that and turn your time into opportunities for learning online. That's another game changer to me. It's like you can take a skill that you already have and then essentially trade it peer to peer for a new skill, right? And like that's as close to like the Matrix,
Right.
like getting plugged into like the Kung Fu lessons, as I can think that,
Yeah, it's I think after all this coronavirus blows over and we all agree to never talk about it, like and pretend it never happened. I think as people are staying home more by choice, like it's gonna expand like our just internet networking as it is. Like, I mean it's you can already talk to anybody in the world at any time, but I think it's gonna
Yeah,
blow
I
up like
wonder.
vastly. But with blockchain and stuff like that, I think once
Definitely.
everybody's like, okay, now we gotta adjust to like the new normal, and like people are like, I like working from home now because like everything's set up for that right now. And people are like, I don't want to go back to the office. Like, I want to be able to go to the store. I don't want to go back to work. I like this staying home and working thing. And I think we're
Yes,
going to see
for
a lot of
sure.
that. Like, working from home is going to be a lot more normal.
Have you seen like the I saw experiments with it. I don't know that I've seen like a retail version of it, but they are I've seen experimental hardware that people have put together where you put your hands into some kind of like box that has sensors in it, and so you can move your hands inside of the box, and then on the other side through the internet, they are actual like mechanical hands. So like they were, I think it's being developed for doing like remote surgeries, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, we definitely hit the accelerator on our path into the future with this whole global lockdown.
Yeah, maybe it's good in some ways. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying the coronavirus
No,
is
no.
necessarily good, but I think it definitely is giving the world to like look inward and be like, here's what we're fucking up. And on top of that, like nature's healing while everybody's inside, so that's cool. Like I read the other day, the Venice canals are clear for the first time in 100 years, and there's dolphins in them. And then, and I like kind of followed that path for a little bit on the whole nature's healing thing. Like another really cool story I saw was a bunch of elephants, just like in India and places like that. Like elephants have been freely wandering through town and stuff, like find food and whatnot, because nobody around to mess with them. That's I want to say it was in India. There was like a herd of elephants that got wasted off rice wine and like all passed out.
I did see that. I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty hilarious.
So what is?
But then they say there's like a new hole in the ozone layer. Yeah, it's like huge. So who knows?
What is? So okay, I'm looking at your. I'm looking at the goose nest right now. What is charged particles? I'm in that Discord, but I haven't paid any attention to it, and I don't know what it is.
Charged particles is like you make an NFT, and then you stake either tokens or stablecoins in it, and like there's staking rewards, so like you gain interest if you keep it, and then like as an NFT, it has that much additional value on top of the collection value.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty early, but it's very cool. I had talked with that guy too for a while. I'm like, I would love to be able to do that with people's art. Like, when you create, I guess you could with engines minting, but like they charge you $10.
They charge you $10 to mint one.
Yeah, but I mean, like you can mint like a bunch of copies of something on that $10 fee. But for their minting platform right now, to like mint something as an ERC 1155 with engine coin staked in it, so you can then like melt down to get back that engine coin. So it's a $10 fee.
Well, I guess that makes sense if it's like, you know, expensive art, but that surprises me to hear.
Yeah, I guess CryptoMat has like basically a cloned version of the engine minting platform that I haven't played around with, so like that might be cheaper. And like it's very possible they just didn't realize how popular
NFTs are. Well, it could also be that they only want to deal, because they're pretty well funded, and I think they're working with Microsoft too. So it could be that they're just using it as a.
Yeah, engine's been around for years, something like that. Like they were pretty much the driving force behind Minecraft becoming an online sensation.
They're probably just trying to use it as a filter.
Yeah, I guess if you could write smart contracts, you just use the ERC 1155 protocol however you want. But
do you have
to do it on Engine's official platform? Like,
have you
$10 fee for minting?
Have
I think.
You
last I knew anyway?
Have you interacted with any ERC 1155s? Like, do you have any in your wallet right now?
I have some in my Engine wallet. I have loot from Forgotten Artifacts. And I don't know, I'd have to look. Grasshopper Farm, which is like a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Telegram bot.
Okay.
That's written as a game that is built on the Engine SDK. So like everything you get in it is blockchain assets. So like there's definitely a lot of potential there. And like there's a bunch of games being built in the Engine multiverse. And then within the multiverse, the Alterverse, which is like a world-building game, but then like there's games inside it. Like Alterverse is like what brought me down this NFT rabbit hole in the first place, and it's probably the thing I can least explain.
So, wow.
It's a multiverse within the multiverse.
What are your do you have opinions about the multiverse?
Right, I think it's
exactly.
Well, I guess there's a few of them right now, right?
Exactly.
So like, there's different interactions.
Like
different blockchains doing NFT games. speaking of which, I haven't turned on Wax Tycoon in a while. But the Wax blockchain is like really interesting. But there's so much in the Ethereum rabbit hole already. It's like just
what?
Stay back, other rabbit holes. We'll get to you.
So, okay, just on that, I have two different thoughts. I'll go down this other one first. I saw on Crypto Voxels that a different game had created a portal within Crypto Voxels to their game. So I think it's Somnium Space created a portal to Somnium Yeah, so I think that's really interesting.
That's really cool.
And then my other thought was to ask you, tell me about what's going on in Wax Blockchain and why it was interesting to you.
They're fairly new in the space, but I think part of the reason they called it Wax is because they're making it as
Okay.
easily
Like a
interoperable with
bridge.
other blockchains as they can. And TOPS, right? TOPPS, like they're the huge name in sports cards, like they're tokenizing like baseball, football, hockey cards, et cetera, on the Wax blockchain as
Gotcha.
NFTs. And like, that was the first I'd heard of Wax, was like this huge name is partnering up with this nobody in the blockchain. And it's like, whoa, that's out of nowhere. Let's see what Wax is doing. Like, I guess they got games coming out and
Okay.
stuff. Dark Country, which is, I think it looks really cool. Yet another blockchain card game coming out. that's already, I think they run on Wax, but like, I have a pack from Grow Your Base in my MetaMask wallet, and then I have an exclusive card that was given out to like early Wax adopters.
Okay.
I had signed up, I don't know, whenever, sometime through this whole journey into crypto, and like I have that exclusive card in my Wax wallet, and like apparently I can link them both to my Dark Country account
Okay.
once that comes out into early access or beta or whenever that gets
Got it.
around. I've been trying to follow so many projects, and I've ended up giving up on the ones that are so far down the Discord list.
Yeah.
I can't go all the way down there. I'm at 100 Discords. It's too many.
I know. I Discord is so unmanageable for me at this point. It's completely out of control. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, speaking of not going down in these old Discords, apparently Six Dragons just started the Alpha Waves the end of March.
What does that mean? I
That's exciting.
don't follow a lot of blockchain games, so you don't
Dragons.
have to tell me what each one is.
Built on the game engine, and like it's, and the closest thing I could probably call it is Skyrim, and like it's very focused on crafting, but like everything
Okay.
you craft is in the
Okay.
ERC-1155. And like a lot of stuff in those games is like interoperable. It's the first open world RPG powered by blockchain, by their in their
Got it.
words. But it looks
What's it called
really
again?
good.
You look it up. The Six
The Six
Dragons. Okay.
Dragons.
Yeah, you always tell me about new stuff. Like The Six Dragons on Steam. Okay, got it. And is this Steam like the as in like Steam like the game engine? Is that what Steam is? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's already a couple of boxing games on there. Dissolution is on Steam. I believe that's free in early access right now. Altaverse is in closed, well, first of the Altaverse games, because there's a whole multiverse within Altaverse, I guess. Altaverse Disruption is in closed alpha. I've not been able to play it yet. Like, I got in the alpha, but every time I try and play it, my computer crashes. Every time my computer crashes, it's about a 50-50 chance of them
Got
getting it
it.
on. Like the other day when I told you some of the troubles, it took me, I tried for a couple hours the night before I talked to you, and I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed, and it'll come out in the morning. And then I spent like 6 hours the next morning fucking with it till I finally got it on.
Oh wow, this game looks very involved. Some of these games, like, they look so realistic. I can imagine if you're, well, not the magical real parts, but some of the landscapes look very lifelike.
Yeah, they're definitely not messing around.
Don't.
Another one that looks really good that's coming out is, wow, what's it called? Ember
Ember
Sword, I
Sword?
think. I mean, that Discord too looks perfect. Yeah, it's, I don't know if you've seen Albion online at all. So that was the last game I like played with people I used to game with all the time, and like that was really fun. and like Ember Sword reminds me of that, but blockchain back.
Epic classless combat. No more loot boxes. Free to play forever. A player controlled world. This is crazy. Aesthetically, it kind of looks like Decentraland. Is it in Decentraland or no? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe it looks like Decentraland because it's using some of the same, like people were commenting in one of the VR chats that I'm in that there's, I guess there's like different building blocks that you can use in VR and you can just go get them and swap them into your game very quickly. And like, yeah, so some of the those pieces are in both.
Gotcha.
I see, so they're advertising true ownership. All cosmetics are truly owned by the players with a history proven by the blockchain. So what blockchain is Ember using? Do you know?
I don't know, honestly.
It's interesting when they kind of like tuck the blockchain away so you don't really like interact with it like we do with like MetaMask and Ethereum.
Right.
Let's see. I'll look on their blog. They have a link to a blog. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, they have stuff on OpenSea, so it must be Ethereum. Interesting.
That's what it says. OpenSea already? Did I missed out on Ember Sword?
Okay. So I see it. So on the blog, it just says that they struck a partnership with OpenSea. So I don't know that that means that they actually got stuff on there, but that was like from a year ago.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a while. Oh.
So what do you have coming up? Like, what are the things that you're looking at to do like in the next, like, I don't know, like month? Like, what do you have a plan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the Goose Nest? Once I get some coding knowledge or somebody that will come work on it, get the marketplace up and the minting platform, and then past that, it's pretty much just polishing and then quote-unquote marketing and setting up the DAO, getting people involved, onboard.
What DAOs?
And then, of course, moving it on chain.
What DAOs have you looked at that you...
Probably use Aragon. Just because they seem to, it seems like they make everything
really
straightforward and simple.
Yeah, you don't have to hassle with the blockchain directly.
And I feel like that'll be easiest for everybody. Right. Because the plan is to give like anybody who joins and makes an account as a creator, like, here you go, here's governance tokens. You get to say now whether you want it or not.
Right.
We're all in this together. This is what you signed up for, read your fine print.
So,
it says we won't sell your information and you get to make a decision.
Yeah, I mean that seems like I like that that's like table stakes for all this new stuff coming out, is that, you know, we're not going to sell your information and you get to take part in the governance of it. Like that's a new, it feels like that's the new baseline. And it's a really positive.
Yeah, I think that is the baseline for a lot of Web3, like, because people are coming to realize like, yeah, cool to make money, but it's also cool to like, be a part of something bigger.
And, you know, everyone wants to control their own destiny, right? And like you saw with like the Steemit, you know, Tron, Justin Sun debacle, that, you know, I don't think the old rules apply to the new stuff.
Yeah, I think the whole, like, but that's part of what I'm thinking on building the Goose Nest. It's like, it really seems to me like, I won't put names to throw shade, but they everybody knows who they are. The widely used blockchain art platforms right now, save for a couple that like are less widely used, I feel like are built for profit. And like, while I gotta respect the hustle, at the same time, like, I could build a website that, like, is not that expensive to maintain. Like, I don't need 20% on everybody's sales when people are selling pieces for three or four Ethereum on a daily basis. Like, that's right. Way more than the cost to run that website.
I'm wondering, have you heard of IPFS? Do you know about IPFS? Okay.
Yes. IPFS was like something I'd heard about early in my blockchain rabbit hole journey. And I've had a note on my computer ever since. Like, I don't 100% know how to utilize it, but it's there.
I think what's going to end up happening is that, like, people will build more and more tools, kind of like Aragon, made it easy for other people to come along and build tools on top of Ethereum. IPFS is going to do that for, I think, like what we consider now to be like website building or like community building. So we'll see. Like, I think Threebox is part of that. Like, so like Threebox is how you, like, it's like the commenting, like on Microsponsors, our comment boxes are powered by Threebox, which is like a social wrapper on top of IPFS. And then I think over time you'll see more and more different versions of like these like social tools or like web building tools. Like, imagine if you could, like, if something like Squarespace existed on top of IPFS. I think that's a huge, huge game changer.
Right. There's a version of Webflow built on top of IPFS.
What's it called?
Web Studio.
Web Studio Okay.
Web Studio is, I think, what it's called. Might be Web Studio CMS.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, Ember Sword's on Ethereum.
Okay, here it is. I'm pulling it up. Da-da. Okay, it's like a CMS. I see. It's a CMS on top of like WordPress and Joomla. Got it.
All right, that's Blockstack, not IPFS.
Got it. Have you used any Blockstack apps? Okay.
A bit, yeah. They have some cool things. I don't know, my secret recovery or magic recovery code. When I first created my Blockstack ID, I probably have it saved somewhere, but it's probably not labeled.
It's the Achilles heel of this entire. It's the Achilles heel of this entire space. It's like I think teaching everybody good like password, username, password, operational security. I think is kind of. The one piece of this that is tricky. I think Fortmatic is doing a good job with the magic links. It's tough though, because, you know, as somebody who I have a hard time trusting wallets or password managers that don't give me insight into exactly what's going on. But I think most people probably don't care. They probably don't care what's going on inside as long as it works, or it's either it works or it doesn't work. I either have the password or I don't have the password. For me, I get very picky about, you know, exactly how things work, but I think it's also different if it depends on what you're keeping in your wallet. You know, if it's something for a game, it's one thing. If it's something, you know, for something more financial, it's different. So I guess there's going to be different solutions for different use cases. Yeah,
it's all very young in the grand scheme of things. But it all seems to be going in the pretty much right direction.
And, it's kind of fun because this whole ecosystem is still kind of in the early phase where, everyone kind of knows each other, or at least if you want to get in touch with somebody, it's not very hard. These are all very small companies. And if you reach out to somebody or you tell someone that's building a tool that you like, hey, like add this, like it's still at that phase where you can be heard and have a say. And there's kind of like a backstop on it where, things are kind of built so that we'll see how big things get. We'll see how big, I have a feeling it's going to be a very fragmented ecosystem for a while, but there could be also a period of consolidation, like what happened with, the first web, and then the second web it happened to. There were all these, like in the mid-2000s, late-2000s, there were all these different, social media apps. And I just remember so many different social media portals. And then it all kind of, I think 2008, like the recession hit. And then suddenly it was like, Facebook and Google Plus and like just a couple others left. So, but hopefully, this space will, I think there's more tools to keep that from happening. So maybe this is a better paradigm that will prevent that from happening. There's nothing wrong with using like big services, but it's also nice to have an ecosystem of small funky services too that, you can use and trust.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can be more deeply involved in. Exactly. I see a lot of that with like the Web3 projects coming up. Like I've talked to a bunch of people, like even if it's just briefly, and like, I've made a point to not force professionalism because we're all just internet nerds with big dreams. Like we're all sick of the bullshit and the data leaks and just want to do something better.
That's a good summary of where things are at.
And I think this whole quarantine is definitely...
It does feel that way. Like I question myself, would I be that interested in the VR stuff if I weren't like in quarantine. Like the other day, like one of the first times I went into a VR meeting was actually after the quarantine had begun. And I was so excited. And I realized later I was excited because it felt like somebody had approached me in an in-person meetup. It felt like I was having conversations in person. And and that was exciting to me, but I wonder if it would have been as exciting if I had been able to go outside and do actual things in the real world during that period. There was something special about it, but it's probably just right, part of it too. Is stir craziness too. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited. The one thing I am excited that I think will carry through after coronavirus is virtual events, like virtual conventions and virtual events. Because I find in-person conventions to be very exhausting. But you want the information, you want to meet the people, you want to hear the talks. And to be able to pop in and out of those virtually versus having to fly across the country or even to another country to go to one, like that's a huge game changer.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. I think that's a really cool part of like the whole the traction of art and stuff has gotten and crypto voxels and now Decentraland too.
Yeah.
And it like opens the world to artists and writers and musicians. I think they just put music streaming in CryptoVoxels. So cool. I saw a tweet about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like it opens the global audience to people. And that's awesome. Like instead of like having to have an established art following and like a bunch of money to rent out space at a gallery to hold an exhibition and hope some people come from, like, the internet worth of people all over the world that might be able to. Instead, now you just, I'm like, it's virtual right here. Pop on in. Don't need an account. Don't need a headset. Nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That's very cool, I think. The virtual meetups, too. Like, I don't know if you know who Whale Shark is. You probably do. You're in the NFL space. But he's got a virtual headquarters for one of his companies.
Where is it?
In crypto voxels.
I didn't even know that.
Okay, everybody can just keep working from home. I don't know exactly where it is. I remember seeing that.
Okay.
If you go on his Stem profile, I think he's got a story about it. But it might be awesome. I can't get to it.
Yeah, that's really neat. Because I personally, I hate working in offices. I've been working remotely for years at this point. Like, probably my first remote gig was in like 2011, 2012. And I have rarely worked in offices since then. And I can't stand it. It feels very, I don't know. I don't like going to offices. I like working at home. I think I'm much more productive too at home.
Yeah, I've never worked in an office. But I could see how I would get really frustrated with it. Like, I could do this at my house.
The other thing about working in an office is that if you work with people who have, you know, who get sick a lot, you're getting sick a lot. And so I don't have my immune system is not the best. So, you know, I've always been very cautious about that when working in offices, like, oh boy, like so-and-so has a cold, I'm definitely going to get it. And, you know, since working from home, my health has been so much better, especially in the winter time.
Yeah, it's definitely understandable.
Oh, Whale Shark is in South Korea, or at least his scent profile says he's in South Korea. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Oh yeah, congee noodles, wonton, dim sum. Welcome to quintessential Hong Kong cuisine. Okay. Oh, he's been doing a lot of quarantine. He's posting a lot about the quarantine.
He's talking every day, I guess.
Stuff.
Yeah, I've done my best to avoid posting too much about it, but
right.
I guess I haven't.
I think it's hard to avoid. I try not. I tell myself when I. You know, because we do like little like virtual drinking with people and stuff, and like, you know, like Zoom conferencing with friends. And I tell myself, okay, I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, I know.
Everybody's still using Zoom.
I know. I know.
So terrible. 500,000 Zoom.
Oh my God. It's so scary.
They're on the dark web. They're getting investigated. The guy that got lost. Against them from like state level representatives in like half a dozen states. Like, there's alternatives. Illegally selling people's information and reopening webcam connections without consent.
They have all that spyware in there.
Bunch of dirty shit.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of shady shit around in Zoom the past like month.
Yeah. And I've been telling people. Bug. Do you remember, don't know if you were using Zoom back then, but like, it was like maybe, I don't know, so maybe like 3 months ago, they had a bug where you could, I can't remember what it was, but you could basically, there were a bunch of random people in a room somewhere that had their cameras activated that didn't know that they did. And so there was some room that you could go into Zoom and see all of them.
Yeah, that's been happening.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's not funny. I keep my camera covered.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Funny that people allow that.
I know. I have it on my machine still, and I know what it's doing.
Shut it off.
And it's stupid of me to keep it on it. Okay, I found Whale Shark's virtual headquarters. Okay, got it. I see. Welcome to OneBC's official virtual headquarters in CryptoVoxels. While the majority of businesses that I manage today still have physical office spaces, it has always been a dream of mine to move fully virtual, allowing people to work from home while maintaining the connectivity and visibility of the full human interaction that makes face-to-face the most effective way to communicate. I decided to try this with one of my smaller team companies, OneBC. However, in the course of building the virtual headquarters, I did not want to replicate real life, but rather take the best of the physical world and adapt it to maximize the utility and consistency of the virtual world. That's cool. Yeah, the other cool thing about being able to do meetings inside of like work meetings inside of virtual spaces is that you have a lot more space inside of a virtual space for sharing slide decks and videos and like having it be a kind of like a more multimedia sort of experience in different dimensions. It's really cool. Yeah, this is. I can see how this is going to accelerate learning as well. Like, if you can learn in one of these environments, like the amount of information that you can absorb is going to increase, and that's going to have downstream effects that are really interesting. In terms of in terms of distance learning, I think this could be the end of college as we know it, like the credentialism of college.
Right. Yeah. I've been thinking about going back to school for a while. Like the whole time I've thought about it is I'm going to do it online. Gonna do it on my own time in my own comfort zone. Like, I'm not gonna go to a school full of people.
Yeah,
but out of my way.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Just do it at home.
Because even at some of the big schools already, like years ago, I went to a big school here in California for college, and we were, the professor only does the class once a day, and when you're an undergrad, so they're already taping it and replaying. You're watching it on the internet at this point anyway. So, the next step is, why do I need to go into a classroom? Why do I need, the counterpoint though, would also say is there's a lot in human interaction, in person that's very subtle and, it's hard to reproduce over the internet. So I'm not sure how this will go. I can't tell if this is pro-social or anti-social, I guess is my overall. I think we need to find ways of making it more pro-social.
Right.
Like there's a lot that gets lost in tone and emotion and inflection that you get in real life that you're not getting in this way.
Yeah, I do find it surprising that it doesn't seem like a lot of people like getting Discord calls and stuff like that. Like, through my years of gaming with people, like since like Halo 2 and 3 days on Xbox, like there's 8 of us in an Xbox chat. That's how many we could have. And we're all chatting and we're all communicating. And like it seems a lot
maybe
of people
are doing
stuff.
Maybe because through text it's more asynchronous. Because like a game, you're all like doing an activity together versus like just in Discord, like in some of the like Discord channels, people are just kind of asynchronously like, once an hour or once a day, like checking it. And so text is much easier than chat for that.
Yeah, that's true too. But it's all Bob's birthday.
Yeah.
Like the few minutes
yeah,
I popped
true.
In there, like it seemed like everybody was talking through text. Like, doesn't Turtle Voxels have nearby voice? Like, there's nobody
that's
with
true.
Their headsets on.
It's true.
Strange.
All right. Well, I have to go attend to various technical difficulties on micro sponsors. I have so many. I've been good at squashing bugs like the last 2 weeks. I launched it with a lot of bugs in it. And I apologize to all of you and all of the users. So I think I've gotten most of the bugs out, but now I'm starting to get people demanding more and more new features, and which is great. But I feel like I'm perpetually lagging behind. So I have to go and add some more features and, you know, keep things moving along, and also just keep doing the marketing and keep beating the drum in public and telling people about it. It's hard. It's a full-time, I'm more of a developer, so the marketing stuff does not come as naturally. So, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to skill swap sometime, because I'm not a developer, and I spent several months with my head buried in that rabbit hole of trying to build a dropship.
Yeah, no, I can tell you.
So, like, marketing,
you're all over everything.
I could do pretty well. I was about to make a whole Twitter post about, like, I got 300. I think I might have $300 now. It's at $299.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I was about to be like, damn, I got to do another giveaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've been doing them. I was about to make a post. All right, y'all. Like, I've done giveaways, and I love you people for, like, supporting what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But, like, I've not made any money, so it's time for less giving, more
shilling. So one thing that I'm going to do with – so there's two thoughts on that. One thing with micro-sponsors is that I built it so that it has a already has a referral program built into it, but I can't start actually paying people out until 0x deploys their referral contract. I could build my own, but by the time I get done building mine, 0x, which I am dependent on, will have built theirs. So I'm just going to wait for them to build it. So eventually you will be able to refer people and earn passive income on it. The other thing I want to do is I want to tokenize the revenue from it and help people, regular people too, not just investors, make sure that the community gets to participate in the revenue share from it. So I have been talking to different platforms that facilitate that. I've spoken to a bunch of them over the years, actually, but more recently for micro sponsors. So that's coming. I'm just, the question is with that is kind of like, at what point do we do that? So that, it has to be before it gets big, but it also, I don't want to do it too soon either. So it's tricky. So I'm trying to figure out the timing with that. And there's all the laws and stuff too. Have to follow the law.
Yeah, I got a big legal side of what I'm trying
to
do.
Oh my God, I forgot. Right.
I live in New York,
but
I'm not even supposed to be able to buy crypto.
You're in the, yeah, that's, what do you think about that?
So I don't know.
Do you have to VPN out of New York?
Oh, right, the regulations on crypto?
Do you have to VPN around?
I just find my best ways to ignore it.
I mean, I don't want to blow you up on the internet, but
most places,
that's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot. There's the good. Finally.
That is, I mean, to think that's happening, in the year 2020 is very strange to me. It seems a little backwards, but.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Spend my money on it, I don't.
That's absurd.
I want this garbage.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And if you think of bounties that you want to do for
same. Also, actually get through these questions.
And if you have if you have different bounties that you want to do for marketing stuff, just talk to me and we can figure it out. Cool. Yeah, it's
all
super
right,
fun.
Done,
and I really appreciate that you that you have such a broad view of everything that's going on, because I don't always have time to look at everything, go down all these different rabbit holes, and they're all so interesting, and there's so many different interesting things happening. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really
there is so much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something I was going to mention. I'll just make a note of real quick.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned three box, and I want to use them for the profiles on the goose nest. Because then, like, you can see everybody's collection.
So,
NFTs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've seen ceramic
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yep.
That's being
so
built.
So I think the way that it's going to work is that I got an email from them this morning mailing list, and the way that they were saying the transition will work is that they're going to publish a change in late May. So I think the date was there's a cutoff date in May. I think it's like May 26th, but don't quote me on that. And on that date, you just need to fiddle with your code a little bit, the way that it connects to the profiles, and then you're basically using Ceramic. So, I don't think the transition will be too rough, because Ceramic is the thing that's kind of like underneath 3box. So it's kind of like, you can think of it as like three layers. So 3box is the, like, as a developer at the end of the, you know, at the end of the chain, you're dealing with 3box, and then 3box is talking to Ceramic, and then Ceramic is talking to IPFS. So it's kind of abstracted away from you. So you can kind of just, as long as you are talking to 3box in the new way, I think you get Ceramic for free, basically.
Oh, yeah. I was using 3box as context because I was going to point out Ceramic when you mentioned them. I probably won't have that integrated till Ceramic's up and running anyway. But yeah, I'm in that Discord too, so I've been trying to follow that. I don't know how I've been, like, how I've gotten behind the scenes.
It's
so
cool
much
because
of this
it's
stuff.
All happening out in the open.
I seem to find my way.
You know, this is the kind of stuff that, like, you know, I've been in the tech industry for a long time, and this is the kind of discussions that you see, like, in Discord are, you know, in a traditional company, this would be all happening behind closed doors, and there wouldn't be input from the users until like a certain point, or it would be very, you know, very curated in a way that it's not. It's kind of more spontaneous in this world. It's really neat.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to send you a link on Discord to something
cool.
give you an account on, because
I dropped the link in Discord as well, in the Microsponsors Discord
for
the event on Thursday. If you want to join, it's free, and it's being put on by Consensus Academy, which is like the learning arm of, you know, Consensus/Ethereum Foundation. So check it out.
I have some things on my calendar for Thursday. This Stop COVID-19 Mentor or something. What's this? Mentor Unconference. What is this? I don't know, I have so many things on my calendar. I think today was the happy hour for Ready Layer 1. I might have missed that.
It's too much.
I forgot all about it.
Oh, yeah, Telegram.
Not been on Telegram
for
a couple
days. I've given up.
My Telegram's worse than my Discord.
Yeah,
I've been giving up for a while, but there's a couple things I try to
follow
up. All
right, well, thank you once again, and thank you for talking to me and catching me up with everything that's going on with you and what you're seeing. It's really helpful.
Yeah, same. Like I said, I'll have to get back on sometime. We'll go over the questions I had, but good chatting, chilling. It's a podcast episode either way. But I still got 4 views, so I'm not super concerned about staying on track.
All right, well. Yeah. Okay.
Or 4 listens, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, check out that link. I can make an account on there. Short version is I have white label on some video marketing software. and I'm not trying to shill it right now, so
I can get Golden Egg. On Golden Egg. Video. I like your branding.
I rebranded it already. I just haven't shilled it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
too.
Good talking.
Wear your mask.
Stay safe. Wash your hands. All that jazz.
Yeah, that is.
Clean your phone.
That is really
that one I saw recently, and I was like, "Oh man, that's not a great idea." Too.
Clean your hands and then clean your phone. All right. I will talk to you later.
Yep.
Take care.
Yeah. I'll probably be at that Thursday thing.
Okay. Perfect.
I know I signed up for something from Consensus Academy recently, so try that.
Okay. All right. We'll do. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a good one. Get back to Star Wars.
Bye.